Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Faithful Unto Death, A Midsummer Murders Mystery, Book 5, written by Caroline Graham and read by John Hopkins. Simone Hollingsworth disappeared on Thursday the 6th of June. You could have said she had a wonderful day for it. A warm breeze was circulating beneath a sky so clear and bright it was almost colourless. The hedges were thick with blossom, and in the fields rabbits and hares were larking about from sheer joie de vivre, as is the way of very young creatures who have not yet twigged what the world has in store for them. The first sign in St. Chad's Lane that all was not quite as it should be was observed by Mrs. Molfrey, tottering past the house next door on her way to post a letter. Sarah Lawson was struggling to open the Hollingsworth's gate inwards with her foot while holding in her arms a large cardboard box.
"Let me help you," said Mrs. Molfrey.
"I can manage if you could keep this open."
"It looks jolly heavy," said Mrs. Molfrey, referring to the box.
She eased back the wrought and gilded iron.
"What on earth's in it?"
Some Kilner jars for my stall at the fete." They walked along the lane, Sarah courteously moving at a quarter of her usual pace, for Mrs. Molfrey was very old. The clock on the flint and stone church tower struck 3.
"Simone invited me for tea as well, but she seems to have gone out. I found these on the patio steps."
"How odd. That's not like her at all."
"Can't say I'm sorry." Sarah hefted the box up in her arms with a groan. "Once you're in there, it's goodbye to the next hour at least."
"I expect the poor girl's lonely."
"Whose fault's that?" They paused outside Bay Tree Cottage, where Sarah lived. Here there was no need for Mrs. Molfrey to do the honours, for the gate was permanently hanging off its hinges. This slovenly departure from the approved norm was accepted with a resigned shrug by the village. Sarah was known to be artistic, so naturally allowances had to be made.
"Simone can't have gone far without wheels, and she's bound to be back soon. It's bell-ringing practice at 5.
"Oh, that's the latest thing, is it?" Sarah laughed. "I suppose there's nothing else left."
"Did she stick at your course?"
"No." Sarah put the box down and produced a key from her skirt pocket. "Came for a few weeks, then lost interest."
Mrs. Molfrey posted her letter and turned homewards, silently reflecting that, as far as Simone was concerned, there was indeed not much left for her to play with. The Hollingsworths had moved into Nightingales just over a year ago. Unlike most newcomers, who were invariably anxious to understand, appreciate, and embrace every aspect of village life before the removal vans were out of sight, Alan Hollingsworth had never shown the slightest interest in either the place or the people. He could be glimpsed only when climbing into his black and silver Audi convertible, waving goodbye to his wife and crunching off down the drive. Or, long hours later, for he had his own business and worked extremely hard, driving smoothly back up again and kissing her hello.